Well, good morning, everyone. I hope you know that it's only 2 weeks until Christmas. Do you know this? The joy on your faces is unreal. You're totally excited that it's Christmas soon. Well, I'm sure your general knowledge is just as good. I thought we'd test that this morning. You look much brighter than I am, but I thought we'd play a game. And here's the game. It's a useful still. I'm going to get a bit of rope. The first 10 volunteers can come help hold my rope. First 10 people who can come up, doesn't matter what age you are. Excellent work, choir, well done. So, 10 people. How are we doing? One behind, excellent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, perfect. Right, here we go. We're going to play a very simple game of higher or lower. Sorry, I just bashed you in the side. DBS that. Well, it's very simple. Higher or lower, I'm going to give you an easy one to begin with. But what's going to happen is, if you think the date is towards us, if you think it's higher, then you're going to put your thumbs up. Practice this. Did you guys have coffee this morning? Do you need some help? Thumbs up is for higher, thumbs down is for lower. And like I said, I'm going to give you an easy one to start off with. So here's the first one. It is the creation of the world. Here we go. So if you could hold that there. In fact, this is going to work in better. Don't need tape. Brilliant. So creation of the world. The very starting point of all existence is when God said, let there be light and everything else. And it was good. But is it higher or lower than the Battle of Hastings? 14th of October, 1066. Some of you are probably alive. Higher or lower? You think lower? So you think it's before the creation of the world? Have I not explained this well? Good. Turns out I need coffee as well. Okay, so higher means up the timeline. Lower means before. So are we going higher or lower? We're going higher. Very good. So we'll go roughly about here. If you could both hold that on the timeline rope. Excellent. Here we go. Here's the next one. Higher or lower than 1066? I'm just going to stand in front of you. Is that all right? Well, thank you. Is Abraham. Is Abraham higher, as in that way, towards us, or lower, that way? Lower. Very good. You're getting it. Excellent. You guys can hold Abraham. Excellent. Here we go. Here's the next one. Here is, so higher or lower than Abraham, St. Nick. St. Nicholas, is it higher or lower when he punched a man in the face because he lied about God? Do we think higher or lower than Abraham? Some of you are looking at me blankly still. This is good fun. Good, we're going higher. Well, you are right. It is indeed higher. It's not, do you think higher or lower than 1066? Lower, very good. So you're going to go about there. There we go, there's St. Nick punching a man. I wouldn't advise punching anyone, but he did do the right thing. Here we go. Higher or lower than St. Nick is Troy, the Battle of Troy. Do we think higher or lower than roughly 326 AD? Going lower. Interesting. Interesting. Some of you are very bright because it is lower. In fact, it's just around here, I think, I hope. Here we go. Here's the next one. Higher or lower than Troy is the Reformation. Higher or lower? The Reformation, when Martin Luther banged his feces on the door. Not feces. Ha. That's a good one. That one's just for you. Here we go. So we think higher or lower? Higher. Excellent. Higher or lower than St. Nick punching a man? Higher. Excellent. Higher or lower than 1066? Brilliant. Very good. We're going to go about there, if you could hold that. There we go. So about 500 years ago was the Reformation. Here's my favourite. Higher or lower than the Reformation? Donald Trump becoming president. Do we think higher or lower? It's an easy one. It hasn't happened yet. Jokes on America. So yeah, that one's clearly higher. That's in a couple of months' time. That is official. Well, what about higher or lower? This is going to get easy now. When Isaiah promised that a king would come, do we think higher or lower? Okay, I'm going to keep going down the timeline until you've put thumbs up, okay? Very good. Very good. Very good. Still nothing. Some of you are very blank. Oh, we're going here. Trevor's not sure. Going past Abraham? No? Here? About Troy? Nope. About here? Well, it is. I'm going to tell you it is. So there we go. You're going to go about there. And here's the final one. So higher or lower? So Isaiah promised a baby would be born. Well, what about that baby being born? Do we think higher or lower? Exactly. It's going to be higher. She's laughing at me, but, you know, clearly the rest of you haven't got this. So Isaiah promises about 700 years before, and in between there, so if you pass that one along, you can both hold that one. In between, we have Jesus being born. There we go. So, your general knowledge is, well, adequate. I'll give you that. I'll go behind the timeline. Well, so there's many facts that we know, aren't there? Many facts that we know. And my assumption is that this moment in history, when Jesus was born, isn't actually that much of a shock to you this morning. We just heard from a guy called John in the Bible. And John wrote towards the end of his life, he wrote this: "We know that the Son of God has come. We know that the Son of God has come." See, our brains know this, don't they? We have it embedded in our minds. But actually, we go to the carol services because we have to, because the children are here and they look cute, some of you. And we sing all the right songs. We know it in our head, don't we? But actually, the Christian faith is a real thing. It's grounded in what God has done in a timeline of history. It's a real thing. And if you don't believe me, then you've only got to pick up a gospel, one of the testimony eyewitness accounts of Jesus, and read about his life in history for yourself. There are some free ones in the atrium. We'd love you to take one home with you and give it a read this Christmas. Because Christians are absolutely sure that Jesus came. Christians are absolutely sure of that Jesus came. But actually, for the Christian, we don't just celebrate this moment. We're not just here once a year celebrating at Christmas. Actually, a Christian celebrates what Jesus came to do. That's what Christians do. Christians are sure of what Jesus came to do. So John continues, "We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him." See, it's one thing to know at Christmas time that Jesus was born in a manger. We know this story well. It's one thing to know that the Son of God has come, but a Christian is someone who's so sure of what Jesus came to do. Jesus came into the world to give us understanding of who God is and how we can know him. John writes this in his gospel account. "Jesus came into the world that he had made. The world did not recognize him. And yet to those who did receive him, to those who do believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." The Bible's really clear. Jesus came into the world out of love for those who had fallen into darkness because they needed saving from that, which is where we need our final picture. So we know Jesus was born in history, but we also know that Jesus died and rose again. If you hope you can pass that one along. Yep, exactly. Brilliant. And you can hold that one. Because this is the keyest point in the history of the world. I'm around the back. I'm going to get fit this morning. Here we go. So, yeah, we celebrate this moment here, but we celebrate it because what Jesus was coming to do. We celebrate it because Jesus promised that he would die for those in darkness and that he would rise again 3 days later. Now, my assumption this morning is that, once again, this isn't new information to you. You probably come at Easter as well and you know this story. But actually, the Christian faith is way more than just head knowledge. It's way more than just head knowledge. It's not about what I know. The Christian faith isn't about what I've done. It's about Jesus and what he had come to do in this moment of history. Jesus was born that very first Christmas so that he could die and rise again. So that by faith, when we trust in him, we can become children of God. So that we can enjoy a relationship with him and enjoy it for all of eternity. Because when you start to understand this central point in history, when you understand that Jesus really is God's son, that he really did die on a cross and he rose again, well, then you understand that actually it's to bring you into his everlasting family. Because Christians are not just sure that Jesus came, we're not just sure of what Jesus came to do, Christians are sure of their everlasting future. Christians are sure of their everlasting future. So John carries on writing, "We know that the Son of God has come and given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. But he is true, the true God, and eternal life." And eternal life. Now, I don't know what questions you're asking at this end. We're over here, aren't we? We're just before Trump. Well, I don't know what questions you're asking about your future. Maybe short term, you're thinking, what am I going to have for lunch? And that is a good question. I'm intrigued to know what my wife's cooking for lunch. But also, you might be thinking on a much grander scale. You might be thinking, well, which subject shall I do for GCSE and A-levels? What university am I going to apply for? Which job am I going to end up doing? Who am I going to marry? When can I retire, finally? Well, all these questions in life, but the Bible tells us here today that actually there's only one question that matters. There's only one question that affects our happily ever after. John tells us that when we start to trust in Jesus, knowing who he is and what he came to do, we can enjoy an everlasting future with him. Only through the one true God, Jesus himself, can we enjoy eternal life. You see, we get so concerned by this life, don't we? We ask questions, as a husband and as a father, I'm constantly asking the question of two things. Is the wife happy? And is the boy happy? Now, often the two are very much linked, and often I'm the one to blame if they're not happy. But they're good things to be concerned about, aren't they? But actually, when you compare 80 years of roughly this life compared to the eternal joy and life of knowing Jesus, the best guy around, then all the questions that we have about this life, they just shrink into comparison, don't they? Christians look forward to eternal joy of being with the one true God. Think of it this way. We need to get rid of this rope. Thank you very much. If you could all chuck your paper over there and put the rope on the floor. Because actually, although history is a great thing, this timeline isn't actually much help. If you could go grab your seats again, that would be great. Thank you very much for your help. Because this timeline, I mean, yeah, the world's been around for a bit, but actually this isn't going to do. So I'm going to need my three helpers, who are slightly older and slightly stronger, apparently, to come and get a much bigger timeline and bigger scale. Wake up, Chris. So if you could go get the one at the back, that would be great. Because obviously that rope, I mean, yeah, it's many thousands of years, but actually what we need is, if we're talking about everlasting years and years, then we need a much bigger rope, don't we? So Naomi is going to go that way. And Kate is going to bring this bit here. Beautiful. Excellent. So, as you can see, this is much... Oh, it's actually a bit too big. Yeah, Naomi, if you go through that door, we don't actually want to see you anyway, so that's quite good. If you could keep going. Good work. Chris, if you could take it that way as well, so we can get a bit of height, make it taut. Excellent. Excellent. It's going well. Don't actually start a tug of war. Because I think Caitlin might lose. Here we go. So here is our rope. Can you make it a bit tighter? So it's a bit higher. There we go. Here we go. Right. Caitlin, if you come this way as well. It is now a tug of war. Okay. So I want you to imagine that this massive rope is just going on forever and ever. Use your imagination. I know it's quite difficult if you're above the age of six, but actually this rope never stops. It just keeps on going way past that office forevermore. Now imagine that on this rope is a timeline of all your existence. It's a timeline of all your existence. This end that is wrapped here is, let's just show everyone around this corner, here is the wrapped end. Thank you, Caitlin. Is your time on earth here now, on average, about 80 years, roughly, in this area of the world? We've got a few short years here, and then we've got the rest of time somewhere else. And the problem is, we get so concerned by this part, is that actually we start forgetting about what's to come. So I'm going to work here, here, and here, so I can enjoy this tiny bit here. I'm going to travel the world here because I'm too lazy to go to university. I'm going to own the perfect house around here so I can have the perfect Christmas tree and the perfect family. They're the things we're concerned about. But what about this bit that goes on and on and on forevermore? See, Jesus and the Bible teaches us that how we respond to Jesus in this tiny bit is going to affect how we spend the rest of history. How we're going to exist for millions and millions and millions of years forevermore. So why would I want to make my life so comfortable here and so easy when I've got all this to look forward to if I know and trust in Jesus? I can know God forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And yet I'm so concerned about what I'm going to have for lunch. Now you might think that the Christian faith is all just a bit fluffy. It's all just that cute baby in a manger. Well, if the Bible is false, if I'm wrong, then I've not really lost out on anything. A few lines on a Sunday morning. But what if the Bible is true? What if Jesus really is God's Son who came at Christmas time? What if that baby in a manger grew up to be the Son of God and to die on a cross for you? What if Jesus really did rise from the dead? See, how we react to Jesus in this tiny little bit affects the rest of all eternity. It affects our happily ever after. If we reject Jesus, then we miss out on everlasting joy and life. But if we accept Jesus, if we accept that he is God's Son, that he really did come to save us, to rescue me who is trapped in darkness, then the Bible promises me 110% that I can be sure of enjoying this moment and this moment and this moment and all the way forevermore with my God in heaven. So there's only one question left to ask. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Do you know why he came to rescue you? Do you know that you are guaranteed amazing life forevermore when you trust in him? Let's close in a prayer. Guys, you can put the rope down. Thank you very much. You can go back to your seats. Let's close in a prayer. Awesome Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus came. We praise you that Jesus came to save people like me who were trapped in darkness. Please would you give us a great confidence for the future, looking forward to being with you forever by faith in him. Amen.